Hey, this is Brock.
Hey, Brock. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Gail. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I found the information I was looking for. It was actually right there in front of me, and I just skimmed right past it. So we were talking about Facebook ads. Now, were you doing or wanting to do Google ads also, or strictly Facebook, you thinking?
Well, I mean, whatever is the most cost-effective, because, you know, I've done other advertising, pretty much just breaking even on, so it wasn't really working
Gotcha.
But it's more cost-effective to do Facebook or Google, whatever's better. But, what did you find for the pricing?
Yeah, so the Facebook is usually lower cost. Well, I shouldn't say usually. It is lower cost. Google ads usually run about $10 per click, so they can get quite expensive in a hurry. But the Facebook is actually where I've been steering people to because they are so cost effective. And we also get the advantage of retargeted ads using Facebook. I don't remember if we talked about retargeting of ads.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Okay, perfect. Good. So it is month to month. There are still no contracts. And if there's a minimum of $200 a month for the Facebook, and then there's a one-time $99 setup fee. So anywhere north of $200, you could use as your monthly spend. I would say to start with, $200 is going to get you some results, and then maybe build from there. Especially since you're just starting out this year, that'd be a great place to start, is with that $200 a month in ads. And then if they're performing well for you, then we can run some more. And we have those ads written and up and running within about 14 days. So we get them up there quick.
Okay. And, so that'd be 200 ad spend for Facebook. Is there any other cost?
No, that's it. Just that one time 99 setup.
Okay. And then
no other.
And so you guys just charge the setup, and then the rest, 100% of the rest of the expenses straight to ad spend.
Yep, that all goes to Facebook. Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, and that'll get you some good results. When we wrap the Facebook ads, or when I should say when we're able to wrap them with other products like the local map programming, we usually do it in $100 increments. It just happens that when it's a standalone, the minimum is $200. So that $200, I think, is going to get you some good results. It's a good start.
Yeah. Okay. And did you figure out what the ad cost is? That would be pay per click, or is that for?
Good question. So we don't have any way of knowing how many clicks or how many leads you'll get. Let me see if I can see how many searches have been done. So I'm just going to do general searches for solar, and I'm going to do a 25-mile radius, and then I'll pull the last 30 days to see. Also, while I'm pulling that up, so on average, it's 50 cents per click against you. So we buy a block of 200 credits, basically. So it, and an average of 50 cents per click. And that's, if you look at that 200 as a debit account, it's a really good way to look at it. So you load it up with $200 at the beginning of the month. And then as you get click-throughs, 50 cents or whatever the charge for that one is comes out of the debit account and so on. So it's not an additional charge on top of the 200. It'll always be at that 200.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's see. Last 30 days. And this is just for Phoenix area, so this is, well, it'd be 30.
Is that mostly people searching for solar, or is it having it pop up in your feed?
Nope. So these are actually people searching for solar. So I did solar install just as the only search term. And, yeah, it's making me add a couple of columns here. So the last 30 days, it looks like there's been 1,813 searches done, which that's a good number. Wow. And I'm still wondering if maybe you want us to do that local map programming. Oh, no, your local guy is doing that, isn't he?
Right.
Okay. What I was going to suggest, we do know that 90% of people, when they do a search for services or a business, shop only in the map section on that first page. So 9 out of 10 people, after they perform that search, they're going to click one of those companies in the map section. And if you figure over 1,800 searches done in the last 30 days, you're going to get some percentage of that 90% that's going through the map. If we've got you positioned there as well, that would really boost business too.
Right. Yeah. So on the Facebook, though, so you're saying that's how many searches were on Google, or that's how many searches were on Facebook?
That's the two combined. It pulls both, and let's see here. I'll check my. Yeah, that's Facebook and Google combined. Let's see if I can perhaps separate them out. No, unfortunately, it's not going to let me separate them out. It's just the way our system is designed. It pulls them both. I do know a lot of people have been switching to Facebook. The Facebook marketplace for selling, just your junk, became so popular that during the pandemic, people started searching there for local goods and services. And that's, of course, Facebook made note of that and made Facebook even better for businesses for advertising so that you could capitalize on how people are searching now. So that tells me that a lot of people have switched over to Facebook as their first.
Yeah.
And I know too, our clients have been really good.
Yeah.
But I can hear you.
I'm just driving right now. Can you call me back in like 20 minutes? Is that okay?
I sure can. Yeah, absolutely. And then what are we doing when I call you back?
Well, I think I'll probably just be getting stuff set up for the Facebook.
Okay, set up for Facebook. Got it. You got it. I will give you a call back in 20 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Brock. Bye-bye.